今年第一次见 ，It's the first time to see everybody this morning. This year, 希望你嘅新年系喜乐。I hope that you had a happy new year. 我哋2011年已经到啦，咁啊，即系好快嘅眨下眼啊，年纪越来越大咧，时间过得快啲系咪？We're already in the year 2011, and time just goes by so fast, you know. I guess the older you get, the faster it goes. 喺新嘅一年咧，会谂到人哋希望系新嘅一年会点。Often in the new coming year, you know, you think, well, what you hope you'll be like in the coming year. 我哋会希望世界和平。We hope that the world has peace. 我哋希望系明天会更好。We hope that tomorrow will be better than today. 我哋系无论过去系点样，我哋希望会系新嘅一年会好过旧年，系咪 ？And no matter what it was like last year, we hope that the new year will be greater， 系咪？因为我哋要忘记背后，积极向前 ，because we need to forget the past and go forward in the future， 系咪？所以我哋系今日咧，我哋都系相信咧，有耶稣喺生命里边咧，我哋系更加好。And I believe this morning that with Jesus in our heart, we have an even better future。因为耶稣是掌管明天 ，because Jesus is in control of the future。我哋基督徒，我哋相信有日耶稣要翻嚟 ，and as Christians we believe that one day Jesus is going to come back。佢耶稣有日咧就要审判呢个世界 ，and one day he's going to come and he's going to judge the world。所以我哋唔需要好似出边世俗嘅人咧，系担心，哎呀，世界会点啊，污染啊 ，and so we don't have to be afraid like the people in the world, you know, afraid, you know, the ecology and environment and all that stuff, you know. 因为我哋知道个结局系咪 ？Because we know the end. 圣经讲清楚俾我哋听结局系点样。The Bible tells us clearly what the end's going to be like. 我好多时咧喺年尾会谂到耶稣翻嚟，即系希望咧佢快啲翻。And often at the end of the year, I like to think about and hope that Jesus will come soon.
特別咧，睇到舊年咧，中國遇到咁多嘅災難，就心好傷啊。
Especially when you look at all the tragedies that happened last year in China, and all the natural disasters, and it just breaks your heart.
有時見到世界好多嘅痛苦嘅時候，你話耶穌快啲翻嚟。
And so often we look at all these things that happen around the world, and we just cry out and say, Lord, come soon.
但係當我哋等候耶穌翻嚟咧，有個現實，我哋需要喺世界生活。
But you know, there's a reality that as we're waiting and hoping for Jesus to come back, we have to live in the world today.
係咪？因为我们要每一天在这里生活，我们需要神每一天保守。
Because we have to live in the world today, every day we need Jesus to take care of us and watch over us.
所以今天呢，我们看到神的话语保守你由年头到年尾。
So this morning we're going to look at God's word can preserve you throughout the year, from the beginning to the end of the year.
我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第2章13节
And we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13.
我们继续在我们《帖撒罗尼迦前书》那里查考神的话语。
We continue our study in the book of 1 Thessalonians.
今天我们就看13节
And this morning we're going to concentrate on verse 13.
13节是这样说，I'll read it in Chinese, you can follow along in English.
为此我们也不住的感谢神，因为你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道，这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
一齐祈祷 ，Let's pray。天父，我哋感谢你，你保守我哋经过一年，你都保守我哋每一日经历你嘅恩典慈爱。求主今日打开我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋睇清楚你今日同我哋讲嘅话语。求主今日显出你嘅作为， 让我们今年在1月2号是已经立志跟随耶稣，直到年尾，直到永远。最后来多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 今天我们看神的话能保守你由年头到年尾。 So this morning we're looking at God's word can preserve you from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, throughout the year. 我们要看三样东西，这道是实在是神的，这道是应该领受，这道运行在心中。I'll be talking about three points, and it's that this word is God's word. This word needs to be received, and this word is working in your life. So we look, this is God's word. 神的道呢，同人的道不一样。And here it says so clearly that God's word is different than man's word. 是吗？是人的道呢，我们在新年期间呢，都见到很多人怎样去有他的人的方法去庆祝新年的。And we see in the new year, people have their way in using their concepts to celebrate the new year. 你有没有留意到呢，新年之前呢，有预言家出来讲了，啊，明年会怎样，会怎样，有没有听到？ Have you ever heard it before the new year, how all these prophets come out and tell us what it's going to be like in the new year? Yeah. 他说，啊，什么一样，等等等等，好多事呢，讲的呢，好大体的，即是谁讲都会中的嘛。So often they say the things, you know, so broad that no matter what you say, it's going to happen. 是吗？啊，新一年一定有大灾难，咁啊，当然年都有大灾难嘛。Yeah, there's going to be a disaster in the new year. Well, there's always a disaster every year, am I? 啊，有个领袖会过世。There's always there's going to be a leader that's going to die this year. 啊，年年都有领袖死嘛。Every year a leader dies. 咁样讲嘅好容易中嘛。When you say things like that, it's very easy to get on the mark, right? 但系好多时呢，佢讲嘅嘢都唔会中哦。But so often these so-called prophets, they say things that never come true. 你知道呢，圣经里面呢，那些的语言先知讲的话呢，要讲几多是准确先至准。Do you know how the prophets, what percentage rate they had to have in the Bible to be true? 圣经话他要100%先去准确。And the Bible says that a biblical prophet had to be 100%, excuse me, 100% accurate, or he'd be stoned to death. 如果佢系讲十样嘢有八样嘢中，两样嘢唔中咧，要攞石头打死佢。If he said 10 things and he got 8 right and 2 wrong, you'd have to stone him as a false prophet. 圣经嘅真理同人嘅真理唔一样。So the truth of the Bible is very different than man's truth.我们又看到在新年期间呢，有很多人呢怎样去庆祝大除夕。 Look at how people celebrate the new year. Thank you. 有人卡住了。 Look how people celebrate the new year. 我不知道你有没有这样庆祝。在美国呢，庆祝新年的时候呢，最多车祸就是大除夕，你知不知道？In the United States, the most accidents occur on New Year's Eve. 知不知道为什么？啊？Because of drinking, driving. 喝醉酒的驾驶，因为新年期间的大除夕，开心啊！一起开心！ Because everybody just gets so happy. Happy 到呢，就是撞车死埋。You get so happy that... 在澳门呢，我们怎样庆祝新年？How do people celebrate the New Year in Macau? 很多呢就是农历新年或者大除夕都是一样的，去娱乐场所搏一搏，好不好玩。And so many just, you know, in the Chinese New Year or the first of the year, they go to the casino to see if I'm going to be lucky this year. 是吗？啊，很多人因为赢了钱跟着是死祈祷，啊，因为输钱因赢钱而起。Because, you know, they say that people, gamblers, compulsive gamblers, start gambling because the first time they gambled, they won.
我们世俗那个的庆祝新年的方法是都是反映出我们那个人生观。The way that we celebrate the New Year represents the way that we live our life, our values.
我觉得很多人有这个的兰桂坊的人生观。
I think many people have the, how do you say that place in Hong Kong? 兰桂坊是什么？
兰桂坊英文叫什么？
It's a place in Hong Kong where everybody has a bar scene in Hong Kong. It's that mentality just...
亦都是李白的人生观。李白的人生观是什么？
It's also a Chinese poet, famous Chinese poet, his attitude of life.
他的人生观是什么？记不记得？今天有酒，今天醉。
Today I've got wine, so today I'm going to get drunk.
这种人生观是很普遍的。
That's the way of life for many people. Live and let die, right? Yeah.
我们今天呢发现到呢神的人生观、神的道和一般人的道是不同。
Today we recognize that the word of God and the word of man is very different.
人有很多他 的道理是很好听，但是入不到心。
Man's word often is very pleasant and pleasing to the ear, but it doesn't get into the heart.
神的话语呢，是跟人的话语很不一样，因为人的道理是缺乏力量。
God's word and man's word is very different because man's word doesn't have power.
神的话语有力量，神的话语有能力。
God's word has power.
你看啊，世界领袖在大除夕之前呢，又讲到世界的新年的愿望。
Look at all the leaders around the world that give a New Year's message for what they hope the New Year will be like.
有几多个会讲到神呢？
How many will mention God in their speech?
有没有？有没有听到奥巴马即系新年贺词？
Anybody hear Obama's New Year's speech?
有听温家宝嘅？
Did you hear the leaders from China?
好多时会讲一啲嘅新年嘅希望点样？我哋希望世界和平，希望大家努力，希望大家一齐系为呢个新纪元创出新嘅未来。
Often they talk about, you know, we hope that everyone will work together, hope that you just create the new world.
但系冇力量啊，缺乏力量。但世界实际上世界的能力是改变世界的吗？
But can we really transform the world by our own strength and power?
有一个问题，世界不停是没有办法改变，就是社会上的问题都解决不到。
You know, we can't solve the problems of social problems.
我们解决不到治安的。We can't solve the problem of crime. 我们解决不到贩毒的毒品的问题。
We can't solve the problem of drug trafficking.
现在有人叫什么 human trafficking 中文叫什么贩卖人口的问题。
And they have solved the solution for terrorists.
他还没找到这个恐怖分子的解决方法。现在全世界怕这个朝鲜半岛的战争。
And now the whole world is just waiting and wondering, is North Korea going to attack South Korea?
是我们有很多的高科技，有很多的人生的哲学，但是我们都解决不到人生基本的问题。
We've got all these new technologies and all this great wisdom of the world, but we cannot solve the problems of man.
是吗？我们希望可以，但是人的方法做不到。不如贫穷。
What about the problem of poverty?
孙明会告诉我们，好多时我们有鸵鸟政策。
World Vision also tells us that so often we've got the ostrich syndrome.
鸵鸟政策就是将个头埋在地里面，看不到听不到，当是不存在。
You know, the ostrich, when he's in afraid, he sticks his head in the sand and he can't hear and he can't see and he thinks there's no problem around him.
Right? 我们说明会时时告诉我们听，就是世界饥饿，因为饿死的每一分钟有几多人饿死的，在这个世界的严重问题。 Often World Vision will tell us how many people, the problem of starvation, people that are starving today in the world, and how many people die every minute because of starvation.
但我们的观点是,我看不到,听不到,不关我事。
But so often our attitude is, I don't see it, it's not around me, it's not my concern.
是吧? 人的道理,人的方法解决不到世界的问题。
Man's ways, man's word, man's wisdom cannot solve the problem of the world.
这里圣经告诉我们,神的道理可以。
But this passage tells us that God's word is different. God has a solution.
因为神的话语有能力,
because God's word has power. 神的话语是真实, God's word is true.
神的话语是可以改变生命,
and God's word can change life.
我相信圣经是世界的绝对真理。
I believe that the Bible is the ultimate truth for the whole world.
我相信圣经呢,是这个真理,这个道,是适合我们所有人类。
I believe that this Bible is true for all men of all kind.
有人说,牧师你不要信这个落后的书,过去的,已经过去的,你不要再信这些东西。
Some people tell me, Pastor, don't believe this old-fashioned stuff. This is outdated. It does not apply to today anymore.
我说我不信。圣经是神的话语。这个道是真实的。是对你今时今日有用。
I believe that this Bible is God's word. It's true. And it applies to you today.
世界上有绝对的真理。
There is a universal truth.
是神的话语里面,因为神定了这个绝对真理。如果你肯去研究,研究,认识,接受神的话语,你有福。
And if you're willing to study and receive God's word and truth, you will be blessed.
我相信神的话语,入到你心里面,你可以有年头到年尾,是得福。
I believe that if you receive the word of God in your life every day, you will be blessed from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
因为神是祝福我们的,
because God wants to bless us.
一一年,你可以接受这个挑战,用神的话语带领你每一天,是得到神的福气。
You can accept this challenge in the year 2011, that you would have God's word in your life daily to give you blessing.
因为我们需要接受。那人的道理是自己做出来,神的道理是由神给我们。Man's
wisdom, man's word comes from man himself, but God's wisdom comes from God above.
是没有人设计,是神自己设计。约翰福音17章17节,你可以看看。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 17, you can turn to it.
他说,靠你用真理使他们成圣,你的道就是真理。Jesus
prays and he says, God, let your truth purify them, make them holy, because your word is truth.
这个圣经是真理,this word is truth, 神的话语是真理的。神的真理是无限智慧。神知道世界需要什么。
God has unlimited wisdom, and He knows what the world needs, and in His unlimited wisdom, He gave us this word of truth.
这个真理2000多年的,一路在全世界都对的,
this truth has been appropriate and suitable for man for the last 2,000 plus years.
真理不会落后,真理不会过去。Truth
will not go old, it will not get outdated.
耶稣就是神的真理。Jesus
is the truth.
耶稣就是将他的真理给我们,耶稣就是生命之道。And
Jesus is the truth, and He is the word of life.
你知道你信耶稣,你得到生命之道吗?
Do you know that when you receive Jesus, you receive the word of life.
因为这个是神给我们的生命之道,
because this is the word of life that God gives to us.
这个话语是有活力。
This word is powerful. It's living. 你睇约翰一书一书一章一章一节，一 First John chapter 1 verse 1. First John chapter 1 verse 1. 论到起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。It's referring to the word of life that we first received from the beginning, that we have seen with our eyes, that we have touched with our hands, that we have heard of, the word of life. 生命之道，讲明呢，这个道是有生命，是有力量。The saying it's the word of life means that this word is living and it gives you life. 可能你睇好多嘅世俗嘅人嘅道理、哲学、心理学等等，有啲好听嘅，有啲好有意义嘅。Maybe you know you look at a lot of the world's wisdom, you know, philosophy, psychology, and different concepts of man. Some of them are very meaningful. Some of them have some wisdom to them. 但你睇嘅时候呢，可能会刺激你嘅脑，可能会系挑战你嘅逻辑，可能会系扩阔你嘅视野。As you look at these philosophies of man, some of them challenge your thinking, some of them expand your logic, others just, you know, broaden your wisdom. 但系当你睇圣经，发现到有分别。But when you study the Word of God, there's a difference. 因为圣经呢是入心入肺， because the Bible goes into your heart, into your soul. 因为圣经呢就是活跃的，是真实， because the Bible is living and alive and real. 所以圣经呢是入到你心里面，是找住你的生命。And so the Bible comes into your heart and it just takes hold of your life. 因为这个经历有时孤单寂寞，睇圣经发现到得到安慰。Have you ever had this experience when you're lonely and lost and you read the Bible and all of a sudden you feel like you're comforted? 有呢个经历，觉得系有啲唔知点做嘅，系好混乱，睇圣经揾到一啲嘅指引。Have you ever had that experience when you don't know what way to go, you're confused, you don't know the way out, and you look at the Bible and you find the solution?有我呢个嘅经历，有时情绪低落啊，又系唔知点算嘅，睇圣经系得到安慰。Have you ever been depressed and you read the Bible and you get encouraged? 圣经系好唔同，系好似神直接同我哋心讲说话。It's very different when we read the Bible. It's God speaking directly to our hearts. 所以圣经嘅道同人嘅道好唔同。So the word of God is very different than the word of man. 我哋啱啱过咗圣诞节，圣诞节我哋纪念耶稣降生。We just finished Christmas, and at Christmas we think of Jesus coming to the earth for this to the world. 但你知道圣诞节纪念耶稣系乜嘢？系道成肉身。But you know what Christmas is? It's remembering that Jesus, the Word of Life, became flesh.因为耶稣是神的道， because Jesus is the word of life. 耶稣是神的道，太初有道，这道就是神，与神同在，这道成了肉身。 In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God, and the word became flesh. 耶稣就是神的道， Jesus is God's word.所以我哋圣诞节，我哋记得神嘅道理我哋当中，神嘅道要入我哋嘅心。以马内利，神与你同在。But the word of God came to the world, and it needs to come into our heart because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. 系咪？今日你有冇神嘅道喺你心里边 ？Do you have God's word in your heart today? 有神嘅道呢，你有力量，因为神嘅道有力量。If you have God's word in your heart, you have power because God's word is powerful. 你知道神说有就有。You know that all God had to do is speak and it became. 神说要有光就有光。God said, Let there be light, and there was light. 神说要有地就有地。He said, let there be land, and there is land. 神说，神的说话是能力。God's word is powerful. 神的说话同神本身分不开。You cannot separate God from his word. 所以这个说话不是只白字白字。这个是神活着的道理。This is not just black words on white paper. This is God's living word for us today. So when we read this word, it gets into our life and it affects our spirit. And so when we read this word, it gets into our life and it affects our spirit. 世俗的书有好好听，有好好读，但冇一本好似圣经能够影响生命。There are many wonderful books in the world today that are very good, but none of them are like the Bible that can influence and impact your life. 人的道理又会变来变去，人的哲学会过去，圣经不会改变，不会过去。Man's wisdom and philosophies will change and, with the times and go out of date, but God's wisdom, God's word never changes. 弟兄姊妹，神的道理是有力量。你看罗马书一章十六节。God's word is powerful. Look in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. 保罗讲明神的道是有力量。Paul told us that God's word is powerful. 我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation for all those who believe. 是不是？神的话语是神的力量。God's word is powerful. 这个，如果你愿意相信神的话语，是祂可以拯救你。If you're willing to believe in God's word this morning, it can change your life. 过去一个月，我们看到很多生命的奇迹。And last month we saw many examples, many examples of miracles in their lives. Why they see and you know Nick, in the Venetian we saw Nick, and that was a life miracle. Why they put in you know that the 恒仔是白先嶺，是燒九成燒親，但係佢係見證神。In Puijing a few months ago we saw this guy from Hong Kong who was walking on the hill a number of years ago and 90% of his body was burned. And yet now he's going around the world sharing his testimony how God is giving him the will to live.
我们看到很多人的生命改变因为这个福音，因为这个道改变他生命。
We see many lives around us that have been changed and transformed because of the power of this word of God. 你都是一个例子。And every one of you this morning is an example. 神怎样改变你是神这个活力的能力。上个星期我有一件事就 很感恩。我吃饭之后送一个人回家，跟着在有个 van 仔经过，就有人叫出来跟我打招呼。Last week I had an amazing experience.That after lunch, I was taking somebody home, and a van drove by, and somebody said hello in the van. 跟住呢，我就打招呼，但跟住佢停车，跳落车走过嚟。But then the guy stopped the van, jumped out of the van, and walked over to me. 跟住呢，我心谂，哇，系咪得罪佢咧？唔要打死我。I said, oh no, did I get this guy upset? Is he going to come and beat me up? No. 跟住他说你记不记得我啊？ And they said, Do you remember me? 然后看一看，好像记得我。Then I looked and looked and said, I think I remember you. 我问你是不是卢湾啊？出来。他说是啊。And then I said, Are you from Kalawan? He said, Yeah, yeah. 即是监狱啊。That means a prison, you know. 然后他只说一句说话，他说多谢你。笑得很灿烂，多谢你，多谢你。And then all he said is, thank you, with a big smile on his face. So then I asked him, do you have a card? I gave him a card. He said, no. So I didn't want to say who this person is. But when he was in jail, we didn't participate in our church. When he was in jail, we knew him. We knew who he was, but he didn't have any good intentions. 即有啲敌对，喺监狱里边都冇参加我哋聚会，但因为佢坐过监，佢知道我哋做啲乜嘢。佢出监之后咧，佢就觉得多谢你。This guy, when I didn't really have any contact with him in the prison, he never came to our meetings. But before he went in the prison, we knew him, and he wasn't really very friendly with us or open to us. But because he had the experience of being in prison, he knows what we do in prison. When he gets out, he says thank you because he appreciates what's going on in the prison.
神嘅能力係影響生命。
It's the power of God that transforms lives.
就算一个在坐紧监嘅时候，都会睇到神嘅能力改变生命。
Even somebody who's in prison can see the power of God transforming lives.
弟兄姊妹，我哋知道呢个系生命之道，系我哋需要嘅生命之道。
This is God's word that we need. This word of life in our life today.
你睇希伯来书四章十二节。Look at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.可能你识背 ，maybe you know this verse by heart。希伯来书十二章啊，第四章十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两人的剑更快，甚至灵啊魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
God's word is sharper and more powerful than a two-edged sword.
这个经文很清楚，讲给我们听，神的话语是活着。
This tells us clearly that God's word is living,
是吧？也都讲明呢，神的话语是有效。
And it tells us that God's word is effective.
好多时人哋觉得，哎，我唔睇圣经对我冇用。So many people tell me I'm not going to read the Bible. It doesn't mean anything to me. 但呢个经文话圣经有效。
This verse tells us the Bible is effective,
系使得嘅，有用嘅。
The Bible is useful, is practical.
比两人嘅剑更快。新译本或者修订本咧话系比两人嘅剑。更锋利
，it's more sharper than a two-edged sword。
你锋利嘅刀呢，好劲喎！而家师母买咗一把咧，就系嗰啲嘅磁石刀啦。哇，完全唔使出力，哇，斩到好犀利，小心唔好斩手嘅。
My wife bought one of these ceramic knives. You know, that's so powerful. You know, it cuts through anything without even putting pressure on it. It'll cut through your arm if you're not careful.
好锋利嘅刀，两人嘅锋利，点解要咁利 ？Why does the word God have to be so sharp and so powerful？ 因为要入到你心思，要入到你嘅思念嗰度，根深蒂固嘅观点要割出嚟嘅，系唔啱嘅人生观要割出嚟嘅，系你嗰啲意识形态嘅，系唔属神嘅地方要割出嚟嘅。
Because the word of God has to go into your heart, into the deepest recesses of your heart, and cut out those areas of your life that are not pleasing to God. It has to go in and get out those attitudes, those worldly values that are not part of God's system, and it's got to cut them out.
呢个魂与灵骨髓与骨节的意思
That's what it means. It can divide the spirit and the soul, the bone from the bone marrow.
还有能够入到你最深深之处
It's got to go into your deepest part of your inner being.
那其他的书可能在那个脑里边，或者那个娱乐令你笑，令你喊，但是圣经入心入肺。
And other books, maybe they just get into your brain, you know, they give you excitement, they give you entertainment, but the Bible goes deep down inside.
不过呢，我哋要学好似帖撒罗尼迦啲人领受圣经。
But we need to learn from the Thessalonians. We need to receive the word of God. 你睇翻《帖撒羅尼迦前書》第二章十三節，保羅講明：我感謝神，因為你哋係領受呢個道，係神嘅道。
If you look back at that verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, Paul says, I thank God for you because you received this word as the word of God, which is the word of God. They received it.
我们圣经, 如果我们不领受呢, 是对我们没用的,
if we do not receive the word of God, it has no effect on us.
太多人呢, 他看圣经呢, 就是走马看花,
So many people read the Bible, you know, just like, you know, glancing through, and they say, yeah, I read it, but what did it say?
我不知道左耳入耳出，不知道瞌眼瞓啊。
I don't know what it said, it just went in one ear out the other. I was reading it so asleep, I just read it, but I don't remember what I read.
如果你这样看圣经没用啊,
if that's how you read the Bible, it has no power.
你要看圣经，你要给它入心啊。
When you read the Bible, you need to let it get into you.
You need to receive God's word. 有很多人看圣经说，我半信半疑，都不知道是真定假的。
Some people look at the Bible and say, well, I don't really believe this. You know, I wonder, is this really true or not?
这个就不是领受圣经，这个是抗拒的。
Having doubts in that, that's not receiving the word, that's kind of putting it outside.
有些人觉得，我接受圣经，我放在圣经的床头，辟邪。
Some people say, I believe the Bible, I put it on my bedpost at night to keep the evil spirits away.
No! 这个不是领受圣经，圣经呢，就是要摆入心里边。
The Bible, we need to put it in our heart.
我们领受圣经，是需要神做祂的工作在我们心中。
When we receive the Bible, we need to let God use His Spirit to speak to us.
我想我们看诗篇119篇。
I want us to turn to Psalm 119.
因为大卫王是一个领受圣经的人，他是明白圣经的好处的人。
Because King David was a man who received the word in his heart, and he's a man that understood the purpose of the word of God.
诗篇119篇是由头到尾讲到神的话语的重点。
And the Psalms 119 from the beginning to the end is talking about the power of the Word of God.
是圣经里面最长的一章圣经，所以我们不会看完。
It's the longest chapter in the whole Bible, so we're not going to read it.
不如我们每人读一次，我们听晚都不用走。
If we all read it once, we don't have to leave. We'll be here all day until tomorrow too.
咁所以我哋，我只系拣几节俾大家睇下。
We're just going to look at a few verses to let you see.
诗篇119篇第一节,
Psalms 119 verse 1.
行为完全，遵行耶和华律法的，这人便为有乜嘢？
有福。
第二节, verse 2. 遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人便为有乜嘢？
有福。 Verse 1 and 2 both says, Blessed is the man who follows the word, right? Who puts it and seeks after God in his word.
如果我们是遵守、接受神的话语，我们有福。
If we follow the word of God, if we honor the word of God, we are blessed.
你想不想今年有福啊?
Do you want to be blessed this year?
有年头到年尾得福，你是遵守神的话语。
If you want to be blessed from the beginning to the end of this year, throughout the year, follow God's word.
是吧?
你可以有福啊。 You can be blessed.
我们要遵守，我们要领受神的话语，领受神的话语是跟从神的话语。
As we receive the word of God, we need to follow the word of God.
你知道你看圣经，你是要慢慢看，慢慢了解，你要让自己投入在里面。
You know when you read the Bible, you need to understand what you're reading. You need to put yourself in the Bible.
你要看完之后，跟着问自己，我看那些是跟我有什么关系？
When you read the Bible, you have to ask yourself, what does this mean to me? How does it apply to my life?
我是喜欢看圣经的时候，跟着我会写下一些问题，这个经文与我有何关？
When I read the Bible, I like to write some questions and say, what does this mean to me?
你看圣经会不会这样？
看这个经文是讲到这人有福，我要问，咁如果我要有福，我应该点做？
When I read this man will be blessed, I want to ask, well, what do I have to do to get blessed?
跟住你信唔信？因为你遵守神嘅话语，你会得福咩？
And then do you believe that because you obey the word of God that you're blessed?
如果你信，你就会做。
If you believe it, you will do it.
系咪？看第九节和第十至到十一节。
Look at verse 9, 10 and 11.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。我一心寻求你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
How can the young man keep his life clean? I need to follow God's word and not turn away from it, and I need to hide it in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们将圣经藏在心里面，是帮助我们不犯罪。
You know that when we put the word of God in our heart, it keeps us from sin.
你有没有这个背经文的习惯？
Do you have this habit of memorizing scripture?
你背圣经呢，是对你有福的。
If you memorize the word of God, you have blessed.
因为当你背熟圣经，你看圣经呢，圣经的话语在你心里面，当你遇到试探呢，那些经文会泛出来，帮助你脱离试探。
Because when you memorize scripture, and then you face temptations and trials in your life, those scriptures are going to come out, and you're going to have powerful weapons to combat, to keep away from temptation.
耶稣受试探的时候都是用神的话语来对抗魔鬼。
When Jesus was tempted, he used the word of God to fight Satan.
如果你受试探，你不懂神的话语，你怎么会对抗魔鬼？
If you don't know the word of God, if it's not in your heart, when you're tempted, how are you going to keep fight Satan?
你一定要看圣经，背圣经，将圣经藏在心里面。
You need to read the word of God, memorize the word of God, and hide it in your heart.
摆床头冇用嘅，撇车唔掂。Just putting it on the lamppost by your bed is not going to help anything. 一定要喺呢度嘅。
It needs to be inside your heart.
我哋继续睇诗篇一百一十九篇十八节。
Skip down to verse 18 of Psalm 119.
求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
Here it says, open my eyes that I can see the wonders of your word, of your law.
你有没有这样祷告的？我说每次看圣经之前和之后都要这样祷告。
I believe that every time before I read the word and after I read the word, I pray this prayer.
因为如果我不祈祷求神开我眼睛，我没办法明白圣经讲什么。
If I don't pray and ask God to open my eyes that I can understand his word, when I read it, I won't know what I'm reading.
你可能有这个经历，看看下都不知道他说什么，佢覺得好悶，不過牧師話要睇，所以我睇啊，算數睇啊，一嚿夢啊。
Have you ever experienced this? You know, you read it and you don't know what it is. It's so boring. And the pastor said I got to read it, so I'm going to read it. I don't understand it, but it's just a big cloud in my face. But I'm just going to read it anyway.
你祈禱，求神開你眼睛。Pray and ask God to open your eyes.每次你睇圣经之前话，神靠你教导我，开我眼睛，俾我明白。
Every time you read the Bible, you pray and say, Lord, open my eyes that I can understand.
跟住你睇完之后又祈祷啊，求神俾我可以应用喺我生命里边。
And then after you read it, pray a prayer and say, Lord, help me apply it to my life. 当你这样做的时候，我不一定说每一天你会看得明，但是肯定一个礼拜一次你会有一些东西是会很明白，会影响到你。
I cannot say that every day when you pray like that, every day you'll get something out of the word of God, but I guarantee that every week you'll get something.
一年有52个星期，如果每个礼拜你这样祈祷，每个礼拜你有一个星期一样东西影响你，你一年有52个有很宝贵的经文是影响你。
And if you pray like that, and every week there's only one day that the Bible speaks to you, there's 52 times out of the year that God's speaking directly to your heart.
是吗？如果每一日祈祷，每一日神同你讲嘢，一年之后是365次神同你讲过嘢。
And if God speaks to you every day of the year, then that's 365 days out of the year that God's spoken directly to you.
哇，如果十年之后几犀利？After 10 years, isn't that amazing?
What are you 渴望神嘅话？要寻求神嘅话？要让神嘅话影响我哋？
We need to hunger and thirst after God's word, and we need to let God's word speak to our heart.
睇埋诗篇119篇105。
Look at Psalm 119, verse 105. You probably know this verse by heart.
我谂每一个人都识呢个经文。你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
外国都识呢个经文系咪？因为神要佢嘅话语，要佢嘅道影响引导你前面嘅路。
Because God wants His word to be the guidance for your life.
你今年有冇计划？你今年有冇人生方向 ？Do you have a plan for your future? Do you have a direction for your life? 神系俾你人生方向，俾你认识应该点行。
God gives us wisdom so we know how to walk, where to go.
我需要引导，我需要指引。
I need guidance. I need direction.
神嘅话语系俾我所需要嘅指引。
God's word gives me the direction that I need.
好多人咧就去书店去揾啲书，系话点样计划自己嘅人生。哇，多余！你睇圣经已经好足够。
So many people just go to the bookstores and buy the books that say how to be successful in your life or how to do this in your life. It's a waste of time. Study the word of God. It's much more profitable.
圣经的原则，圣经的真理是引导人生走光明的路。
The principles and the teaching of the Bible will lead you in the right direction.
最后我们看第三点，神的话运行在你生命中。
We're going to look at the last point, that God's word is working in our life.
如果你睇翻《帖撒罗尼加前书》第二章十三节，你见到佢领受神嘅话语，呢句真系神嘅话语。跟住佢喺最尾佢话：这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
If you look at the last part, it's in Chinese. The last part of First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. It says that this word is working in their heart, right? Is working and moving inside of them.
圣经在我们里面运行。
The Bible, the word of God is working in you.
你知道神是要由头到尾在你的生命里面，神是做着祂的工作。
You know that God is doing His work in you from the beginning to the end.
神是有个计划是给你的人生。God has a plan for your life. 神是用祂的话语是运行在你心里面，是完成这个计划。
And God is using His word in your life to fulfill and to complete this plan.
请问你今年呢有没有定一个目标，有没有定一个计划？
How many of you have a plan or a goal set for this new year?
有没有？有几多个知道今年呢要做啲乜嘢，就系有目标要向前行嘅？
How many of you have already thought for the year 2011, I've got this goal, I've got this plan, and I'm going to reach for it?
有没有？
有啲有，有啲冇，有啲入头，有啲领头。Some people say yes, some people say no。我已经睇到今年我嘅时间表，我行事历，我已经系想即系开始紧张。我已经今年要做嘅嘢太多，我唔知点应付。For me, my schedule for this year is already getting pretty booked, and I'm wondering how am I going to handle all that for this year. 我昨晚有好黐线嘅谂法。Last night I had a very crazy idea。我已经嚟咗澳门30年，就嚟31年嘅。I've already been in Macau for 30 years, almost 31 years。我谂我而家今年52岁，如果仲有命嘅话，30年后我80几岁。And I thought, well, I'm already 50-some years old, and 30 years from now, I'll be 80-some years old. 跟着我想到我前30年是怎样，如果跟着那30年是更加为神做什么，是不是更美好。 I started thinking, wow, what am I going to do with the last 30 years of my life? How can I serve God more in the last 30 years than I've served Him in the previous 30 years? 是不是很痴心呢？或者我听日死都唔定，不过我谂到，哇！如果我仲有80年命嘅，80几岁命嘅，我跟住嗰30年点样为神工作 ？And I was thinking, how can I serve God if I live to be 80-some years old? How can I serve God in the last 30 years of my life? 你有冇呢啲目标啊 ？Do you have any plans for your life? 神喺你里边运行紧 ，God is working in you。我们看神怎样运行，你看以弗所书第二章十节。Look at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. 以弗所书第二章十节。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。We are God's workmanship created for good works.你知道这个意思就是你是神的工作，你是神的工艺品、美术品。What this verse is actually saying is that you are God's piece of artwork. You are God's creation. 神在你里面是做着一个美丽的一个艺术品。God is working in you a beautiful piece of art.神在这里是做好像个艺术家，是每一样东西你经历的时候，神在你生命里面是很细心、很仔细、很清心，是做你。 God is like an artist carefully working in your life with every little detail. He's using his heart, pouring himself into you to make you beautiful artwork. 你知不知道有时呢，一个雕刻家呢，佢喺个石头嗰度剁啲嘢呢，即系个石头会痛喎。You know, if there's a sculpture and the sculpturist is cutting away part of the stone that shouldn't be there, the stone's probably going to get hurt, right? 当神系剁我哋一啲唔好嘅地方，我哋觉得唔舒服啊。And when God cuts away those parts of us, it feels painful. 但系个结果呢，就系美丽。But the result is beautiful.我年轻的时候 是读艺术，是读音乐，是读画画。When I was younger, I studied art, I studied music, and I studied drawing and all that stuff. 我们很多时候画着一幅画的时候，在中途人家看觉得是很噁心。And so often when we're drawing it, and we've only got halfway through the drawing, the picture doesn't look very beautiful. 有些人走过来说，喂，我画着什么这么噁心？You know, some people walk up and they say, hey, what are you drawing, man? It looks like a piece of junk. So, 以前我们学校呢，我们画嘢的时候，很多时盖住给人看。And so many times in school, when we used to draw, we'd cover it up and not let anybody see it. 但跟着画完呢，最后那个结作，好不同，是吧？ But when you're finished with it, then the end product is beautiful. 可能在你的人生的时候，你现在的阶段觉得很噁心。你看神完成的时候那个结果。Maybe your life today, you feel that it's not beautiful, that it's ugly. Wait and be patient for the end product. 神在你生命里面是要做他的工作，你是他的工艺，他有个计划是美好的。
God is doing in you a piece of work, a piece of artwork, and he is going to complete it, and it's going to be beautiful.
我们要容许神的话语在我们里面做他的，完成他的工作。
We need to let God's work finish its work in us.
你看腓立比书一章六节，
Look at Philippians chapter 1 verse 6。
我深信那在我们中间开始了美好工作的，到了基督耶稣的日子必成全这工作。
So I'm confident that he who's begun a good work in you will complete it to the end. Amen.
神是要完成这个工作。
God is going to finish the work.
今天未完成，今天觉得混乱，今天觉得痛苦。
Today it's not finished. Today you feel pain, you feel confused.
继续将神的话语藏在心里面，继续引导，继续向前行。
Continue to put God's word in your heart, continue to be patient, and continue to walk forward with God.
神未完成他的工作。
God has not finished his work in you yet.
神的话语是运行在我们心中。
God's word is working in our life.
你要容许神完成他的工作。You need to let God finish this work.最后一节经文我想送给你。
I want to give you the last verse for today.
耶利米书二十九章十一节，
Jeremiah 29:11。 我相信很多人都识这个经文。 I'm sure many of you know this verse by heart.
耶利米二十九章十一节，
Jeremiah 29:11。
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。新译本是这么说，因为自己知道我为你们所定的计划是使你们得平安，而不是遭受灾祸的计划，要赐给你们美好的前程的和盼望，这是耶和华的宣告。
I know my thoughts for you, thoughts for good, not for evil, that you can have peace and hope. Amen.
神是有个美好的计划给你。
God has a wonderful plan for you.
神有一些美好的意念给你。
God has wonderful thoughts for you.
祂的话语是真实。
His word is true.
祂的话语在你里面运行着。
His word is working in you.
你要忍耐，等神的话语完成他的工作。
You need to be patient and let God finish his work.
神要由年头到年尾，有他的话语保守你。
God wants his word from the beginning of the year to the end of the year to protect you and to carry you through.
我们每一天呢，应该是阅读神的话语，藏在心里面。
We need to daily read the word of God and...put it in our heart.
我给大家一个挑战。
I'll give you all a challenge this morning.
或者你没试过这样做，你可以回去开始做。今天1月2号。
Maybe you've never done this before, but you can try it. Today is January the 2nd.
我挑战你今年圣经读完一篇。一次， sorry. 由创世纪到启示录。读晒一唔系叫一篇啊？咪一次读晒佢啦。有冇人试过成本圣经由头到尾读过
？Have you ever tried that to read the whole Bible through from Genesis to Revelation? To read the Bible in its entirety? What a great time this year, January the 2nd. If you haven't done it, start today.
如果你每日读五章圣经，你一年里面是有限，限限地可以完晒佢。
If every day you read 5 chapters of the Bible a day, you can finish this book really soon.
你可以一次过，你可以有个计划。如果你话、我一日读唔到五章圣经，不如我读三章啦。
Maybe you can't read 5 chapters a day, just read 3.
但我挑战你又。 头到尾读晒成本圣经。I challenge you to read through the whole Bible. 如果你未读过咧，我建议由马太福音开始读到启示录，读完新约先读旧约。
If you haven't read the whole Bible through before, I encourage you to start in the book of Matthew and read the Revelation, and then go to the Old Testament.
另外有啲人咧，佢中意每日读一章箴言。箴言有31章，每一日读一章，一年12次可以读箴言。
Some people love to, in addition, read a chapter of Proverbs every day. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs. If you read a chapter a day, you can read the book of Proverbs 12 times in a year.
你将神嘅话语藏喺心里边， and you can put God's word in your heart.神有个计划俾你，系美好嘅计划，但我哋要领受神嘅话语。
God has a wonderful plan for your life, but you need to receive God's heart into your life, God's word in your life.
神嘅话语系真实，系有力，系有效嘅。
God's word is powerful, it's true, and it's effective.
但我哋要将神嘅话放喺心里边。
But we need to put God's word into our heart.
我们一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray. 天父，我们多谢你，因为你给我们这么宝贵的圣经。
Father, we thank you that you've given us such a wonderful word.
你的话语是真实，是有力量，
and your word is true and powerful.
主，我们靠你帮我们去领受，将你的话语藏在心里面。
And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to receive your word and hide it in our heart.
以致你的话语能够在我们心中运行，完成你在我们生命中的计划。
That you can move, let your word move in our lives to complete that work that you've begun in us and finish that plan that you have for us.
主，我们靠你帮助我们在今年里面由头到尾都是以神你的话语来作为生命的指引。
And Lord, I pray that this year, from the beginning of the year to the end, we would use your word as a lamppost, as a guidance for our life.
因为你的生命之道是你的话语才是影响到我的生命。
Because it is the word of life, and it's the only words that will really influence us.
So, 主耶稣，我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen. 我们今天是麦饼纪念主。This morning.